from Lansing, Michigan. It's time for game four in a six-game series. The Lansing Lugnuts and the South Bend Cubs. Alongside Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and today, the Lugnuts look to split the first four games. The Cubs won the first two, and they won them in overwhelming fashion, rallying from behind to win game 1-8-5, tripling up Lansing in the second game 9-3, but yesterday, their great offense was silenced by the trio of the debuting Will Johnston, Blaise Pontes, and Hunter Breaux. Now today, it'll be Grant Judkins going to the mound against the fine lefty Drew Gray, the Cubs' third rounder from 3 years ago. Welcome into Jackson Field. Alongside Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and Adam, let me welcome you in right now, because the Lugnuts yesterday won not through overwhelming offense as we had seen so often last week. It was the pitchers that got the job done.
Yeah, it was shutting down the overwhelmingly great South Bend offense. They had scored 17 runs with 29 hits through the first two games of this series. The Cubs yesterday, they had just one run on four hits. Lansing pitched it well. They picked up the ball behind their pitchers with just one error, and they got two early runs in the third inning, and that was enough. So the recipe seems to be, while the hitting has not quite been there as consistently this week, pitch it well, give yourselves a chance, and see if they can put together another win tonight.
Grant Judkins leads the Lugnuts onto the field. What do you expect from the starter?
Well, I expect him to be really good. I mean, through his first couple of starts in his piggyback tandem, he's only allowed one total run, and he's been pretty good here. So the last time he pitched at home was back in early April against Great Lakes. Two hits, one run, five strikeouts. And then the last time he started, he had four strikeouts. So get some swings and misses, keep the Cubs in the yard, and help the Lugnuts get off to a good start.
It is Teacher Appreciation Night. Down to the field we go for the school band's national anthem.
Okay, that was the Fowler Band down there on Jackson Field, ready to go. Game four of six between the Lansing Lugnuts and the South Bend Cubs. South Bend leads the series 2-1, winning Tuesday and Wednesday. Lansing came back last night with a 2-1 win on a riled up thirsty Thursday with a great crowd. Let's see what the Nuts have in store for tonight. South Bend comes in 8-16. Your Lansing Lugnuts 11-13. It is Friday, May 3rd, 2024, just short of 70 degrees. Overcast skies, but the rain has stopped. It had come down pretty much all day. The tarp has been cleared, and we are ready for Lugnuts baseball. Game number 25 in 2024, called by the man that's been here since 2009. Here he is, the voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Not all that long ago, if you think about it. Not in the grand scheme of things. The right-hander, Grant Judkins, is on the mound today for Lansing, and he's surrounded by this D. First, his catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. At first, Danny Bautista Jr. At second, Jose Escorche. Colby Halters at shortstop, Avery Bielantles the day off. At third base, Will Simpson for a second straight day. In the outfield, Johnny Butler's in left, Brian Guelbas in center, Cameron Masterman in right. Now, down to the field for our play ball kid.
Two words to start today's game. One of those words, boys?
Play ball declared. Adam, I turn to you. When Grant Judkins has been effective this year, what has made him effective?
Throwing strikes and getting strikeouts. He's getting swings and misses. 9 strikeouts in his first 2 outings, which lasted 7 2/3. See if he can do that again tonight against a pesky 9 for the Cubs.
Shortstop Ravage Garcia will lead things off, batting second. Pedro Ramirez, the third baseman. And then the DH, Jefferson Rojas, hits third. Yohendrick Piñango in left field, the cleanup hitter. First baseman Jonathan Long, fifth. Rafael Morel in center field, sixth. 7:03 p.m. on the first offering lifted by Garcia, shallow center field. Shortstop Colby Halter calls for it and makes the catch right in front of Brian Guobas. We are underway 2 minutes early with out number one. The bottom third of the order now for South Bend. The right fielder Felix Stevens hits seventh. Batting eighth, the catcher Casey Opitz. Rounding off the order, second baseman Ed Howard bats ninth. Out of your spotlight, Cub, is it this man maybe?
You know, I could go with him.
It's Pedro Ramirez who takes a called strike from Judkins.
But I'm going to go with the guy that had the day off. He's got 5 hits in this series, Jesse. 2 doubles, knocked into Jonathan Long.
All right. And a 1 on its way. The curveball fouled away. Left side and away to the concourse. Thank goodness. There was a fan who was walking up there, and somehow that ball missed her. And meanwhile, it pinballed around, and a kid hustled over for the souvenir. No balls and 2 strikes on Ramirez. His batting average has skyrocketed to .361 in this series. 0-2 from Judkins. Pushed on the ground, fair up the third base side, base hit. Left fielder Butler over to play. Ramirez around first, hangs tight right there as the throw comes in. 1-out single for Ramirez. And Adam, I bet you're over here going, well, of course.
For those asking at home, Adam, who's your favorite South Bend Cub? Pedro Ramirez, Jesse. This guy just gets on base. And today, no Brett Bateman. I thought maybe they would lead him off, but he is comfortable in that 2-hole.
Jefferson Rojas now takes ball 1 outside. Yesterday in the 9th inning, he extended his hitting streak to 17 games. Adam, you're such a bandwagoner.
I love that guy.
Pedro Ramirez, why do you love him? Well, I don't know. He just gets hits every time. The 1-0 stays outside. 2 balls, no strikes.
Hey, man, vote for Pedro.
He gets your vote on a nightly basis. Grant Judkins, the former Iowa Hawkeye. Righty, righty. No score, 1 out. The deal. A fastball served high in the air, out to right, shallow. Escarcha out, Masterman in, calls for it. Cam puts it away with 1 hand. 2 outs, 2 flyouts, and Ramirez back to first.
Yeah, Jesse, that's just great communication. You could hear Cam from way over here. At the last moment, Escarcha is going out. He calls for it. That's a ball that was up in the air for a long time. Nice communication on a flyout with tonight. Barely any wind for once here in Lansing.
The clouds are just sitting directly above us right now. Here's the pitch to Yohendrick Piñango, a called strike 1. It was called by Evan Anderson, our home plate umpire. And on the bases, Travis Roberson. No score, fly out, single, fly out, Ramirez at first. And a 1 pitch to Piñango. Hang on, time granted. We used to see that a lot back in the day, right? When the pitcher was staring in and staring in and staring in. And the batter says, all right, we're good. That is the only time the Piñango can take. Judkins deals low. Squirted away briefly from Rodriguez. Ramirez for second base. And hops in the tag. No, sir, for Halter. Wild pitch. Ramirez into scoring position. 1 ball, 1 strike for Piñango.
I think this is something, though, Lansing's got to do a better job of. We get to the month of May and into the rest of the season. I'd like to see them do a much better job controlling the run game for opponents on the base paths, because that has been a liability to start the season.
Piñango lines one down the left side, foul into the pen. Did that hit a South Bend reliever? Very close. Shook up the bullpen. Giovanni Cabrera, big old number 50, was the first to move. There were a number of relievers who stayed in place as that ball headed toward them. Adam, what do we say? Fight, flight, or freeze? 1-2 pitch to Yohendrick Piñango. On its way. A bouncer pushed toward short. Halter to his right grabs. Fires to first. Got him. Side retired. scorelessly by Judkins. Hayes trans Ramirez at second base. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Cubs nothing. Lansing coming up against Drew Gray.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The lefty Drew Gray goes through his warm-up pitches for South Bend. Here's who will take on the bottom half of the first. No score from Jackson Field. The left fielder, Johnny Butler, leads off, followed by D.H. Henry Bolte batting second. Batting third, the third baseman, Will Simpson. Then Brian Wilbos in center field serves as the cleanup hitter. Cameron Masterman in right field bats fifth. Batting sixth, shortstop Colby Halter. Hitting seventh, first baseman Danny Bautista Jr. Catcher C.J. Rodriguez eighth. Second baseman Jose Escorche ninth. First offering up and in. And a foul tip for Butler, strike one. That's Butler, Bolte, Simpson, Wilbos, Masterman, Halter, Bautista Jr., Rodriguez, Escorche against the southpaw Drew Gray out of Richmond Heights, Missouri. Lefty to lefty, up and in. Adam, your spotlight, Lansing Lugnuts, sir.
Brian, home run hitting Wilbos.
Okay. You could have also just said run scoring. The 1-1 pitch. Outside corner, strike two called with the fastball.
Yeah, you see, that's what I was saying. He scores runs at home, Jesse. That's what you call a home run person.
And he is here at home. One
exactly.
Ball, two strikes. Yeah, it run home Jack. Drew Gray readies. 1-2 pitch for Butler. Breaking ball bounced down to first base, grabbed by Long, right to his bag, and out number one. I bet Johnny Butler batting in the leadoff spot for the first time this year, somebody other than Colby Halter hitting one.
I was just about to ask you, who did you say just bounded out to first base?
Johnny Barrows.
I like it. Another lefty up there. Johnny's been good, getting contact, getting on base. Colby Halter's done a good job drawing walks. He's just got to get some more hits, and I like him moving down to the sixth spot today.
Here's Henry Bolte. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one. The South Bend defense now. Catchers Casey Opitz, Jonathan Long at first, and Howard plays second. He's crouched down deeply right now. Ravaj Garcia at shortstop. Pedro Ramirez is at third. Gray's pitch. Breaking ball foul tipped at home. Came back up, caught Henry Bolte. Nothing in two. And the outfield, Yohendrick Piñango is in left field. Rafael Morel is in center. And in right field, big, strong Felix Stevens. Right now, he's playing right at the wall, respecting Bolte's opposite field power. No score, 0-2 pitch. Bends down and in, ball one. I mean, how often, Adam, do we see a right fielder with a right-handed batter up there playing basically at the warning track? Not too often. It's a 1-2. Fastball very high. Now the count balances.
You know what you do when they play like that? Hit it over their head.
That is a great answer. Henry Bolte, three homers this year. The 2-2. Up and away. And from 0-2, the count is full.
So this is what Brennan King, the voice of South Bend, was saying, that a lot of times with Drew Gray, with his walk numbers being so high, right, he's only given up one hit in each of his outings, hasn't given up more than one run, but his walks are up. He's been missing badly in 3-2 or long counts that he gets to.
A payoff, up and away, appeal the check swing. He went. Strike three, says the bases umpire Roberson.
And there you go. Bolte knew it. That was outside. Up how he just couldn't quite lay off of it. But you would think the second best team in walks in the league could have an opportunity to get some base runners against Drew Gray tonight.
Just missing arm side. Let's see how he does to Will Simpson. Swing and a miss, strike one, fastball by him. That was much better. Simpson has not collected a hit in either of the last two games, but he does have three walks over the last 2 days. And a one. Strike two called, inside corner. So Will's batting averages sunk all the way down to 351. As on base percentages, 495. Ridiculous numbers. Two strike pitch. Breaking ball lined, found behind the Cubs' pen.
They got to be getting pretty annoyed over there. A couple balls coming their way. Had to scatter earlier. Eyes on the plate early for the Cubs' bullpen.
Head on a swivel. No easing in. No score. The pitch, Simpson goes down swinging. Tied him up with the hard stuff in. Two strikeouts for Gray and a perfect first. We go to the second inning, no score from Lansing, Michigan.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder. And our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
That dramatic music discovered by Adam Jaxa one day as he was looking for the right way to set the mood coming back from break. As we go to the second inning, Grant Judkins finishes up the warm-up pitches. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Jonathan Long, Rafael Morella, and Felix Stevens are coming up. Adam, where did you find that music?
That's a good question. I don't remember, Jesse, but it spoke to me.
Yes, it did.
And it's been great. Just has become Lansing Lugnuts baseball.
Here's Jonathan Long. Right-hander to right-hander. No score. The pitch. Slider stayed high. Ball one. Jonathan Long is Adams' spotlight Cub entering play today. Idle yesterday. 1-0. Strike called. Fastball in the inside corner. Long comes in hitting 271. He's hit very well this series. Seven doubles, two homers. The pitch. Fastball up and away. Hitter's count here. Two balls and a strike. 6 feet tall, 210 pounds. He looks bigger than that, right? Upright stance. 2-1 pitch. Fouled off the right side and foul. Up into the bleachers. Two and two. Judkins throws, slider popped at a shallow right side. Second baseman Escorche started back, now comes in to squeeze. Staggered back at the last second. Stayed right with it. Now there's one gone.
That was a tricky one. The wind is completely non-existent, but that ball looked like it was going to the outfield. Then it kind of stopped, and then it was still trying to carry its way out there. Just spent a lot of time in the air.
With the clouds and how thick the one is that's directly over the field, I was worried it would poke a hole, bring some rain. Fly ball foul off the right side. Strike one for Rafael Morel.
Well, you'd really have to get it up there to do that.
I mean, it's a gray cloud. It's got the look of something that's super heavy. That would be a major league pop. 0-1. Right in there for a called strike two. There's the thing, too. So we see blue skies off in the distance, right? We see the sun over to our left. The field right now is in deep shadow. An 0-2 pitch. Up and in with the breaking ball. Got away from Judkins. Ball one.
Must be the singular cloud that covers Lansing 365 days a year.
That's what I mean. There's no reason for this field to be as dark as it is right now, except for the cloud. 1-2. Breaking ball down and away. Ever feel like you've got a cloud hanging over you?
Yeah, on a rainy day.
And without the wind, it's not moving all that fast. It is moving, though. One out, nobody on. No score in the second. 2-2 pitch to Morel. Foul tipped in the middle of Rodriguez. Judkins whips him. First strikeout for Grant Judkins. Bring up Felix Stevens. Righty to righty. Start him off with a called strike one. Judkins at 91 miles an hour on the inside portion. Two outs, nobody on. No score. And here it comes. A curveball fouled back. True four-pitch pitcher, Grant Judkins. Fastball change. Sweeper of a slider and a curve. Now the curve can get big and loopy. Stevens has struck out a lot this year. Three homers. The deal. Fastball high didn't tempt him. 92.
They get rain in Iowa, or is it just 365 snow out there for Mr. Judkins?
The corn has to go somehow.
I don't believe it.
1-2 pitch. Swept it low and away with a one-hop pick by Rodriguez. Corn has to go as high as an elephant's eye.
Sure.
Two balls, two strikes. What you got to worry about is the derecho. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts for Grant. Perfect second inning. Slider swept past Stevens. 1.5 complete. Scoreless from Michigan State Capitol.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Big news from the big leagues for former Lansing Lugnut. Let's go to the bottom of the second inning. Brian Wellboss, Cameron Masterman, Colby Halter coming up against the South Bend Southpaw, Drew Gray. No score. Here's the number four hitter in the order, Brian Wellboss, batting right. On the pitch. Hit high up into the air, out to right field. Felix Stevens in, down the line. He stops. He has it. One pitch, one out. Earlier today, the Oakland A's selected the contract of the 2021-2022 Lugnuts infielder Brett Harris, the former Gonzaga Bulldog, going to the major leagues, and not just that, in the A's starting lineup tonight. Here's Cameron Masterman, one out, nobody on. The pitch on its way. Outside, ball one. Masterman, a teammate of Harris with the Midland Rockhounds last year.
Absolutely love that for Brett. Great guy, great player, good bat, good defense. Can't wait to watch him up there with the big league club.
A called strike. One and one to Masterman. He was one of our favorite human beings who's come here through Lansing. Gray throws. That skied on the right side. Stevens in, first baseman long at into foul ground nearing the pen. And just out of his range with a high hop up into the bleachers. One ball and two strikes on Masterman. Brett Harris is the sort of guy that you meet him, and I think immediately you are charmed by him.
Yeah, just a really polite, happy individual that's excited to talk to you. And he's a guy that would really appreciate Teacher Appreciation Night because he's done a ton of work with youngsters.
Adam, that's a great point. This being Teacher Appreciation Night at Jackson Field. 1-2, up high. He worked as a special education teacher while he was at Gonzaga. He studied teaching. Special education was his concentration. No score, one out. The break even, 2-2 from Gray. Bouncing in, count is full.
I remember he told us that was the reason he transferred to Gonzaga, because he wanted to be able to pursue both the special education teaching and baseball, and he wasn't able to do it at the spot before, so went to Gonzaga, and it was a perfect fit.
Started at Houston, it didn't work out, went to Central Arizona College. The payoff. Way outside, there's the first walk given out by Drew Gray. On the first Lansing base runner, a base on balls for Masterman. Oh, by the way, Brett Harris won the conference Defensive Player of the Year. Drafted by the A's, they sent him right into Lansing, Michigan. His defense was sterling in 2021, and then he came back in 2022, and he could hit. Colby Halter takes the breaker, called a strike on the outside corner. No score in the last of the second.
I mean, pretty cool. The left side of the diamond tonight for the A's. Brett Harris, Lansing Lugnut at third. Max Schumann, Lansing Lugnut in left.
I love it. I know one coming. Bends off the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Starting to see the farm system producing to the major league level. This is what the A's have been waiting for. Halter waits. Gray checks Masterman. Throws over to Masterman. Tag applied late by Long.
Max Muncy, Jacob Wilson, and you speak of infield position players I don't think are far behind.
Jacob Wilson's numbers remain silly. He is now no longer hitting 400. He's hitting in the 390s. Here's the 1-1. Halter rips a base hit to the right side. Felix Stevens scoops it up. Masterman screeches to a halt around second. A throw comes in behind him. He's back to the bag. A single for Colby Halter. Lugnuts are at first and second base with one gone.
I thought Masterman might challenge him there. Jess, you pointed this out earlier. Felix Stevens is playing so deep in right field. It was a well-struck ball, but the wet grass slowed it down a little bit. And I thought that Masterman might try there, but good start here by the Nuts in the second.
Masterman runs well. He told me, though, at Louisville, where everybody runs well, he was considered the slow guy on the team.
That's a pretty good program over there.
Here's Danny Batista Jr., first Lansing threat. No score in the second, two on, one out. Right-handed batter, first pitch. Breaking ball, called a strike, clipping the inside corner. So congratulations, Brett Harris. the second lug nut to make his major league debut this year, and the 186th all-time. And 0-1. Up and away. That is where Gray is missing. Arm side, generally with the fastball. Up and away to right-handed batters.
Jesse, last thing on Brett Harris. How long before he has a web gem at the big league level?
I don't think too long. That's his style. Gray sets, looks back, fires. Swing and a miss. Got Bautista Jr. chasing the hook in the dirt. Strike two. This, though, is where Danny Bautista Jr. gets pesky. He has two hits in back-to-back games. Gets down to the count, two strikes. Then he puts his bat on the ball, and he finds some real estate. He's now hitting 283. He's the number seven hitter in the order. Masterman at second, Halter at first. They both run well. A 1-2 from Gray. Bounced foul at home. Right off the foot.
Jesse, you could argue that Danny Bautista Jr. has been the Lugnuts' best hitter in this series.
Okay, let me do that. Adam, do you think that he's been their best hitter in the series?
I do. He's had a triple, a double. He's knocked in two. The four hits total you just mentioned. Right at a spark at the bottom of the order.
Here it comes. Chopper up the middle, back of second base, snared by Howard. Tried to flip it into the shortstop, Garcia. Couldn't connect, and everybody is safe. Garcia got hung up with Colby Halter sliding in. Bases loaded with Lugnuts. Infield single, Danny Bautista Jr. He is now 5-for-7 against South Bend.
That's a tough play right there. I think it's 50-50 what you do on that one, but yeah. Halter was getting into second quick. Howard Garcia trying to make something happen. And Danny Bautista Jr. had that kind of seeing eye bouncer that went right in between the two. And they're unable to figure it out. And the Nuts have a big threat brewing in the second.
Drew Gray duels with C.J. Rodriguez. Rodriguez is 1-for-5 in the series. Collected the base hit yesterday, a single. He's also walked, been hit by a pitch. A close dance for the former Vandy catcher. Infielders creeping in, looking to turn two. No score in the second. First pitch. The curve drops in for a called strike. Drew Gray, a four-pitch guy and one of the Cubs' top prospects. He offers. Down low. Change up.
The Lugnuts already have more hits against Gray than he's allowed in his first four starts. One hit each in all of those starts. They've got two tonight.
The 1-1. Grabs the outside corner. Strike two called. A fastball from Gray. Drew Gray, the number 12 prospect in the Cubs organization. Prized lefty, trying to get himself out of this jam. Delivers a 1-2 to Rodriguez. Ground ball up the middle. Ed Howard there steps on second, throws to first. Double play, and Gray is through the second. Bourne assisted to three. Two hits, one walk, two left, no runs. And we go to the third inning. Lansing and South Bend scoreless. Adam Jackson will have the call of the game when we resume.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there. Back to Jackson Field in the top of the third. No score between the Lugnuts and the Cubs. Sun has just come out today on this Friday, May 3rd, 2024. Game 4 of 6, Nuts and Cubs. Cubs took the first two. The Lugnuts clawed back with a win last night. Casey Opitz leads off from the left side of the plate. The righty, Grant Judkins, kicks and throws. First pitch, too tall, a little bit wide, ball one. Opitz playing in his third game in this series, batting 200 through 15 games this year. He's knocked in 5 runs, 11 hits. The pitch, yanks this, right field side, foul, up into the clouds and heading towards Paramount Coffee. And that may have bounced on the roof of Paramount Coffee. It's right to the right of the stadium. The pitch, that's on the inside part of the plate. Ball two strikes. Judkins back-to-back K's in the end of the second against Morrell and Stevens. Giving up just one hit so far. 1-2. Swing and a foul tip held onto by Rodriguez. 3 straight punch outs for Judkins. The 26-year-old Grant Judkins, 6'3", 215. Undrafted free agent. He was the 2016 Iowa Gatorade Player of the Year as a senior. Here's Ed Howard. First pitch down low, ball one. He's one of 4 undrafted free agents that are with the Nuts this year. No score here, top 3. The pitch, breaking ball, and they appeal. He doesn't go around. 2 balls, no strikes. Dylan Hall, Jack Owen, and Cameron Masterman also going undrafted. 2-0 pitch, sent back off the net. And again, Judkins has been pretty good. He's started to, and he's come out of that piggyback spot in 2 of his outings. And both starts, he's given up just 1 run combined. The pitch, fastball misses wide, 3-1. He has had his walks creep up in the last 2, 5 total walks after none in the first 2 outings. This pitch, that sprayed foul, first base side. We've got giveaways going on in the crowd. That's why the fans are cheering.
Well, when the K-Man strikes out.
The pitch. Let's kick back. What do they win this year, Jesse?
Cookie dough.
Oh, that's right. They've got a pink cooler down there that's got cookie dough in it. So, yeah, I'd be screaming too. Payoff pitch once again to Ed Howard. Here it is. Slider in there, called strike 3. 4 straight strikeouts for Judkins. How about this guy right now? 6, 7, 8, and 9. Morrell, Stevens, Opitz, Howard, all down on strikes. Now we go back to the top of the card. Ravaj Garcia, the pitch. Bouncing ball off the plate, hit towards second, and a sweep attempt to Scorche has it go to the right of his glove. Around first, Garcia's heading to second, and he's in, sliding safely. The throw came in a little high from Masterman. It was a play there that I don't know if Scorche had the opportunity to wait. He tried to charge it on the short hop, and he completely missed the swipe. May have deflected it a touch, but it just went to the left of his glove. And that's an E4 on the second baseman, Jose Escorche.
Adam, I do think that if he had waited back on it, maybe there was going to be an easier play. But I don't think that he foresaw missing it meant 2 bases.
There's Pedro Ramirez. Fastball on the outside corner, strike 1. Yeah, I wonder, too, if he could have waited there. I know these 2, Garcia Ramirez, they can move. Bateman, who's not in the lineup tonight as well, can get down the line quickly. Runner at second, 2 outs, righty-lefty matchup. Judkins throws. Yanked out to right field, forget about this one. An error turns into 2 runs on the board. Ramirez has his first of the year and his 10th hit in this series. He can't be stopped.
He has put on a show this week.
Think he's earned a promotion to AA in 4 days here? Goodness. He had had exclusively singles outside of one double until that home run to right. 2-0. Pitch home. Jefferson Rojas swats it foul, hopping into the Cubs' dugout. Third home run that Judkins has allowed. One in the opener against Great Lakes. One in the last one against Dayton. Pitch. High hopping ball, foul, third base side once again. No balls, two strikes.
That was the knock against Ramirez for me, right? Is, oh, you're getting all these hits, but they're all singles. Where's the pop? There's the pop.
0-2 pitch. It's flat out of play. How dare you question?
How dare I?
Pedro Ramirez, Jesse.
Well, and then the error, going back to Escorche, unable to field the bouncer, keeps the inning going for him.
And that's what this Cubs offense has done. They've just kept the pressure on. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball stays up. So an inning that has continued has turned into two runs for the Cubs. Well, Lugnuts should be up hitting right now. 1-2 pitch. It's up and inside. 2-2. And it's Pedro Ramirez that's given the Cubs their 15th home run this season. His first. And he walloped it to right. 2-2. This is yanked out to left center field, hit high and deep. Wellas is going back and to his right, but it's Butler that comes in last second from the left and makes the catch in the alley. Well, it hung up long enough for both guys to make a run at it. Certainly looked like the center fielder Wellas was going to take it, but it is indeed Butler. It is Ramirez that ends the scoreless tie. 2-0 Cubs, thanks to Pedro's first in 2024.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Cubs in front, 2-0 against your Lugnuts as we bring you back for the bottom of the third inning. They say the sun will come out tomorrow, but it has come out today. In fact, after all of the rain and the clouds throughout the morning and early afternoon, it is lighting up the diamonds. Turned into a beautiful night on the first Friday in May. Here come the Lugnuts as they try and respond. Jose Escorche to the plate. Lefty-righty matchup. The pitch home. Breaking ball drops down low from Drew Gray. Ball one. Escorche, the last man to bat for the first time tonight. Batting 250 for the Nuts. Had yesterday off. The pitch. It's on the outer part of the plate, down low. Two balls, no strikes. I wonder how it affects someone when they do commit an error. And Escorche's error in the top half of this inning turned into two runs with a home run on the next at bat. Pitch home. That's up high. Three balls, no strikes. So far, he's been patient and has a chance to draw Lansing's second walk. Escorche with a couple of hits, a walk, and a run scored in this series. Pitch, that's right down the chute, knee high, strike one.
Walks have been the vulnerability for Drew Gray this year. He has not been hittable.
A lefty throws, High hopper towards third. Two hops actually to the shortstop. Garcia has it. Throws above first. Off the bag. Long jumps to it. And he pulls himself. So safe is Escorche. Now Escorche was moving quick here. And it was two big bounces before it got to the shortstop Garcia. So the man scoring, deliberating, he is going to go hit. And a fortunate bounce there for Escorche. Great job by Long just to catch that ball. And the presence to mind to come off the bag. Johnny Butler in the leadoff spot steps in. The pitch, the lefty kicks it back up, foul. Strike one, 2-0 Cubs lead, bottom three.
Revis Garcia played back on it, played it casually. And so when that throw was arriving at first base, so was Escorche.
And the first hop was so big, he didn't have enough time to get it over there. Pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball falls right off the table, outside part of the zone to Butler. Jesse told you about this in the first, but Butler leading off for the first time here in 2024. First time Colby Halter has not let off a game as he's in the sixth spot. Gray set, throws. Breaking ball is walloped out to right center field. Morrell is going to his left. He dives and makes a basket catch and tosses it to Stevens, who throws it to first, sliding in safely as Escorche as he just beats it out. What a play. And then the headiness by Morrell as well. That's a double and a run scored, at least, maybe more there. But Morrell says no more L of this.
It's spectacular. Also, wise of Escorche, he rounded second when that ball was caught. He was three steps toward third. He did make sure to retouch second base on his way back.
Here's Henry Bolte from the right side. Small lead to Escorche. There he goes. The pitch. Breaking ball is in for a strike. Throw down to second, and that's in time. The tag applied by Howard, and the Nuts are just struggling to get bases in this series. Now 41 for 53 in stolen bases. Just like that, two outs.
They've been giving away outs on the bases. Base runners are getting on, but how many times have we seen it not amount to anything? And Jose Escorche just did not get a good enough jump.
And South Bend has done a good job of that, keeping runners close, especially the lefty tonight, and Drew Gray eyeing him over there. Yo, one pitch, swing and a miss. Bolte swung over the top as that dropped down. So the Cubs get two runs in the top of this frame. Lugnuts look like they're going to get at least one, but Morrell with an excellent catch in right alley. Yo, two, swing and a miss. Blew it by him. Third strikeout for Gray. Second for Henry Bolte. Nor through three, Cubs two, Lugs none.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine what screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
It's South Bend Cubs looking to go up 3-1 in this series as we head to Saturday and Sunday. Right now they're up 2-0 on the Nuts. Back out offensively, Yohendrick Piongo steps in from the left side. Grant Junkins, the righty, throws. Breaks it across the plate, a little bit too tight though. Ball one. Beautiful night for baseball, just short of 70 degrees, and the sun is out after a rainy day. 1-0, fastball zips in, strike one. Piongo grounded out in the first. The difference in this one, a two-run shot from Pedro Ramirez. Pitch, down low, 2-1. We had a great crowd last night. First 7:05 Thursday. Produced just short of 4,000 fans. 2-1 pitch. Nips the outside corner with the fastball. 2-2. And tonight, another good crowd as well on Teacher Appreciation Night. Judkin set. Throws home. Breaking ball is whacked just past the dive of Bautista Jr. at first, down the right field line, heading towards the wall. Around first, Piongo speeds to second, and he slides in safely with a double. Second extra base hit for Piongo in this series. Fourth hit overall, and the leadoff man is on with a double. It was a breaking ball that was left up just enough, and Piongo didn't miss it. Now here comes Jonathan Long. 2-0 Cubs, top four at Jackson Field. Righty-righty matchup. Judkins set from the third base side of the slab. Throws. A little bit outside. Maybe a touch up high. Ball one. Five hits for Long in this series. A couple of doubles knocked into. Popped up to second baseman Jose Escorche in his first at bat. The pitch. Breaking ball. Hit into the ground, third base side, foul. And that's snagged by Nick Lovello, manager for the South Bend Cubs. One pitch. Down low, 2-1. Well, Lansing in this series has been beaten up by the offense of the Cubs. 17 runs and 29 hits through the first two games. Got 2 runs, 3 hits tonight. Pitch. That slider is whacked up into the sky. Foul territory again as it heads towards the concourse. Hops onto it and out towards Cedar Street. Or check that Larch Street as the traffic passes by. Lugnuts have done a good job controlling the offense of the Cubs the last couple of nights, but they only scored 2 runs last night to edge South Bend, 2-1. 2-2. Swatted back up towards the suites. Hops up on the roof. And this is, again, a Cubs pitching staff that had the highest ERA coming in. And give them credit, they have shut down a Nuts offense that has been one of the best in the league through the opening month of the season. 2-2. Popped up. Right side of the diamond, shallow right field. Back goes Bautista Jr. into fair territory after he stepped into foul territory. Makes the catch just on the fringe of the grass. One down. So we will see what tonight holds. But right now it's the Cubs 2 and the Lugs none. As we sit here in the top of the fourth inning. Judkins giving up his third home run this season, making his third start and his fifth appearance. Here's the righty, Rafael Morel. First pitch comes in tight, ball one. What a catch Morel just made in the last half inning to keep Lansing off the board.
And then flipping it to Felix Stevens, standing with a stronger arm to see if they could turn it into a double play.
1-0. This is popped up again, right side. And now it's C.J. Rodriguez, removes the mask in foul territory and makes the catch from the catching position. That ball looked like it was going to spin out towards first base, but it popped right to the right of the plate. And two quick flyouts have them one out away from getting out of this jam.
I know a lot of people talk about bat flips. Sometimes you can have a stylish mask flip. That's what C.J. just did.
Just as long as you don't trip over it after you flip it. Here's Felix Stevens. Ready, ready, the pitch. Fastball zips in, outside corner, strike one. Yeah, that catch that Jesse's talking about, Morrell laid out to his left and then tossed the ball to his teammate Stevens, who's at the plate here to try and double off as Scorche was trying to get back at first base. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss at the high cheddar. Strike two. And they nearly did double off as Scorche because he had rounded second, had to tag second, get back to first, and he just slid in time. But Escorche did his job because he went the distance where he knew he could get back in time, and he would have scored if it wasn't caught. 0-2. Swing and a miss. The slider runs away from the righty Stevens. 5 strikeouts for Judkins. So erase the leadoff double. We head to the last of the fourth. Trivia time coming up. 2-0, Cubs lead.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Bottom of the fourth we go, 2-0 Cubs shutting out the Lugnuts, game 4 of 6. Thanks for spending your Friday night with us at Jackson Field in downtown Lansing. Will Simpson, Brian Guelbas, Cameron Masterman, the heart of the order. 3-4-5 against the lefty, Drew Gray. The righty Simpson waits, the pitch home. Checked it, did he go? No, and the pitch is up high, ball one. Drew Gray trying to go potentially the longest outing in his career, his best 3 1/3 innings. 1-0 pitch. Popped up right field, not deep. Back goes long the first baseman. In comes the right fielder, Stevens. And that ball, it drops down as Stevens can't get to it. And into second goes Simpson. It's a bloop double down the right field line. Third hit of the series for Simpson and his second double.
We've seen harder doubles from him. The big key to me right there is Felix Stevens is 6'4", 225 pounds. If there had been a collision, it could have been bad. And in that case, all the Cubs got out of the way and Stevens sprawled down for it and couldn't find it.
And he sprawled down before the ball got there.
Yes.
Brian Guelbas steps in from the right side. Pitch home. Squares to bunt. Pulls it back. It's down low. Ball one. Yeah, not the hardest hit double, but the perfectly placed double. And that means we've had a leadoff double in both the top and the bottom of the fourth now. And the Lugnuts take advantage down 2-0. The pitch. Breaking ball is whacked out to left center field. Piñango is back towards the track, and he reaches up and makes the catch. And back to second goes Simpson. Boy, oh boy, two gap shots tonight. Guelbas and Butler. One to left center, the other to right. And the Cubs' outfield defense has been up to the task.
Just contrast that Guelbas drive with Will Simpson's double a moment ago.
Baseball makes zero sense sometimes.
Flare it, you're fine. Crush it, you're out.
It's harsh. Here's Cameron Masterman. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Strike one. Okay, Jesse, ready for some trivia?
I am. Bring it.
We're talking about prospects that have ascended to the big leagues here in the A's system. Brett Harris being the latest in the lineup tonight. The 0-1. This is shot out to right field. Not hit deep. Stevens coming in. Makes the catch as it hung up. Simpson fakes like he's going to third. Gets back to second. And a line out to right. Two down.
I think Stevens might have the best throwing arm we've seen so far in the Midwest League.
Yeah, he can chuck that thing. And Simpson had to get back to second. If he threw that into second, it would have been close. Here's Colby Halter. Everybody loves the first round picks, right? So your question tonight, how many A's first round selections have played for the Lansing Lugnuts? Lefty-lefty matchup. Here's the pitch. Off to third goes Simpson. Throws outside. The toss down to third in time. And Simpson is livid that he gets called out. He spikes his helmet into the dirt, and the Nuts are done in the fourth. Again, your trivia question we'll answer in the seventh. How many A's first-round selections have played right here for the Lansing Lugnuts? After four, 2-0, Cubs lead the Nuts. Jesse Goldberg-Stressler, not a Nut, takes the play-by-play when we return.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all.
What's up? This is Will I Am. And I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We open up the top of the fifth inning with a pop-up and a shallow left snared by Colby Halter going out right in front of the left fielder, Butler. Out on one pitch, one gone. That takes care of Casey Opitz. I bring up Ed Howard. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. 2-0 South Bend leads in Lansing. A two-run homer in the third inning for Pedro Ramirez. Ball one outside to Ed Howard. Struck out looking his first time up. Brent Judkins, the right-hander, kicks, throws. Line drive over the leaping first baseman, Batista Jr. Base hit down the right field line. Howard around first base, a third of the way to second, draws the throw. It overshoots Halter, but backed up by Simpson. Howard stuck on first with a single. That is just the fourth base hit allowed by Judkins. Now bring up Revaj Garcia. Garcia is 0-for-2. Fly to center in the first inning. Reached on an error in the third inning. Committed by the second baseman, Escorchek. And Ramirez followed with the homer. Takes the first pitch here inside. And ball one. Grant Shudkins, the Lansing starter. Right now, 66 pitches, 44 strikes. Unofficially. Switch hitter waiting. Runner dancing at first. Long hold, then the pitch. Lifted out to shallow center. In comes Brian Guelbas. He's there. He makes the catch. Back to first base, Howard. Two outs. And now Pedro Ramirez. 2-for-2. Single in the first. Two-run homer in the third. Just in case. Action in the Lansing pen. Lefty Jack Owen is warming up. As Judkins looks to complete five innings. Lugnuts down 2-0 because of this man. First homer of the year, two innings ago. He takes a called strike in the outside corner. Judkins' longest outing of the season. his very first of the year, April the 10th against Great Lakes, 4 2/3 innings. Howard's at first, flitting back and forth. Long hold, then the 0-1. Up and away, like a semi-pitch out. 1-1. Will Ken Lansing quiet Ramirez here? Your guess is as good as mine. What a series the 20-year-old has had. The pitch, outside. At 2-1. He is 10-16 against the Lugnuts. The number 18 prospect in the Cubs org waits, takes high. 3-0.
I'd like to put in my vote for Midwest League All-Star for Pedro Ramirez, please.
On May the 3rd.
I've seen enough, Jesse.
3-0. They're pitching around him. Judkins sets, spins, throws, and then it goes right through Batista Jr. into the Lansing pen. Ed Howard looking over his shoulders around second base, gives a look, puts on the brakes. Otho comes in with a shortstop halter. Throwing error for Judkins. If that ball had been corralled by Batista Jr., it would have been close there at the bag. As it is, though, it's a second Lansing error.
I think my favorite part, I think it's Hunter Bro that's out there. That's one of the bodyguards.
Yes.
His initial reaction, Jesse, was to jump towards the ball because his job. And then he realized, this is the live ball. I got to get out of the way.
It would have been worse if he had fielded it. Don't do that. 3-0 on Ramirez. Jefferson Rojas on deck. And that's outside. It's 4. And here comes Rojas. Ramirez takes the walk. The 7th walk of the year.
Promote him.
Pedro Ramirez needs you as his hype man.
I got him.
Out of Templador, Venezuela. Jefferson Rojas is out of Puerto Plata, Dominican Republic. 2-1, 2-out, 2-0 Cubs in the 5th. The pitch from Judkins. Down and away. Now Rojas is 0-2. He's fly to right and fly to left. And he is working on the 17-game hitting streak. Judkins, born in Grinnell, hailing from Pella, Iowa, deals. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Adam, you mentioned Grant Judkins was at one point the Iowa Gatorade Player of the Year, the High School Baseball Player of the Year in the state of Iowa in 2016. You know, I was looking it up. I fell down the rabbit hole. Can you name any other former Lugnuts named their state High School Player of the Year? Fly ball, center field. Ryan Guelbas back. Now he comes in. He picks up speed. He's there for the catch. Side retired. Think about that one. How about a single, a walk, an error, but two left. Grant Judkins is through 5 innings for the first time this year. A man who missed all of last year due to injury and looking good here. Though his Lugnuts are down 2-0 to the Cubs, halfway to the house.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe, and you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
South Bend goes to the bullpen. Let's go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Cubs 2, Lugnuts nothing. Drew Gray, 4 scoreless innings. The lefty allowed 3 base hits. He walked one. One of those hits that he allowed was changed to an error, by the way, on the shortstop Garcia. The first offering, up and inside from the new pitcher, Cohen Moreno. The right-hander Moreno, 6'2", 170 pounds, out of Cary, North Carolina. Dealing to Halter, Batista Jr., and Rodriguez. The pitch, up and in. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here, Adam Jaxa there. And on the mound, Moreno.
Baseball players everywhere.
Everywhere. The fifth rounder from 2020, Moreno. Kicks and deals. Inside for ball 3 to Colby Halter. Colby Halter through the Lugnuts' first 24 games of the year. Was the first batter in the order. And today, here he is batting 6th in the lineup. Gets time. But he's leading off the bottom of the 5th inning, right as Lansing wants.
And he's a ball away from drawing a walk, which is what he's done best this year in the leadoff spot.
20 walks drawn by Colby. Here's the pitch. Strike call, inside corner. 20 walks drawn in 24 games. That'll work.
Yeah, Page, pretty darn good.
A 3-1 from Moreno. Pushed on the ground, shallow short. Garcia charging, attacking, and firing the first. One shortstop retiring the other. One away. I just dropped in a mini trivia question in the top half. Train off in the distance. Saying, besides Grant Judkins, could you think of any other Lugnuts who had been named their Gatorade High School Baseball Player of their state? Here's Danny Batista Jr., who takes a called strike on the outside corner. I found 2 former Lugnuts, same state.
A's or any Lugnut?
I was thinking of the A's.
Okay.
But sure, you can name anybody. Here's the 0-1. Strike 2 called, outside corner.
My initial thought was Josh Winkowski, a Gatorade Player of the Year, Pitcher of the Year. Could be wrong. But I also thought Max Muncy in terms of A's.
Here's the 0-2. A ground ball, reached for and rolled out to short. Another chance for Garcia. 2 outs. I don't think for Wink, and I don't think for Max.
Well, I'm just going to head home then.
There's CJ Rodriguez. The breaking ball in there for a called strike. 2 outs, nobody on. Last of the 5th. 2-0 South Bend. Tyler Soderstrom was, though.
That makes sense.
And so was, are you ready for it? Joe Demears. Swing and a miss by CJ. 0-2. Both of them California High School Baseball Players of the Year.
Joe Demears. I wouldn't have gotten that one.
I was going through all of the different players year by year. 0-2 pitch. Up high and away. Surprise, surprise.
Well, how about that? That's pretty awesome.
Washington Husky Joe Demears, just like Will Simpson. The 1-2. Bowed back.
There's a lot of great baseball players in each state every single year. So to win that award, not easy to do.
No, sir. Here's the pitch from Moreno. Drilled to right center field. Down for a base hit. Cut off by Morel. Gets it in. It's a single for Rodriguez.
We saw Rafael Morel take away a base hit from Johnny Butler. Morel went to his left and was basically parallel with the grass. That ball, though, was twisting away from the center fielder. Good inside-out swing by the right-hander, CJ Rodriguez, and the Nuts continue to get base runners. They've just not been able to score yet.
Here's Jose Escorche. Runner at first, 2 gone. Down 2-0 in the 5th. The pitch. Down low. Gets away from Opitz. And Rodriguez scoots up to 2nd. Wild pitch from Moreno. Hope it pays a visit with that runner at second base.
Well, you feel like it's going to take a two-out hit for the Nuts. Again, they've had runners now in the second, in the third, in the fourth, and the fifth, and just have not been able to score. Left them loaded because of a double play in the second, and a double that opened up the fourth, and now have a runner in scoring position here. But this has been the story of this series. Lansing has been shut down by Cubs pitching.
Another story has been South Bend, all of the walks issued by this pitching staff coming in, and they have not walked a lot of lug nuts.
That was something we circled coming into the series. You're exactly right.
Cohen Moreno, 11 walks in 14 innings coming in. Ball one pitch, breaks it down.
I don't know if they're just pressing a little bit in this series, Jesse, but again, you got to tip your cap to the Cubs, and they've come in again with the league's worst ERA, but that's not been the case here this week.
Rodriguez at second. The deal. Escorte grounds to third, hops up for Ramirez, throws across and received by Long to end the inning. Three ground outs around the single by CJ, scoreless frame Moreno, and we go to the sixth, still South Bend 2, Lansing nothing.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
South Bend went to the pen in the bottom of the fifth inning. And now Lansing does so for the top of the sixth. The piggybacking tandem. Grant Judkins is out. Jake Garland is in. 2-0 Cubs lead. At the top of the third inning, an error committed by second baseman Jose Escorte kept the frame alive. Pedro Ramirez homered. Here we are. First pitch of the top of the sixth inning, grounded by Yohendrick Piñango to shortstop, where Colby Halter throws him out. Hey, one pitch, one gun for Jake Garland. I've got some unusual sixth inning slang for you today.
Let's go.
Usually, we take words, phrases from outside of baseball that get brought into baseball. It's the slang of it. What do they mean? Jonathan Long takes the ball up and away. Today, I'm going to tell you about some slang that started in baseball. It's a baseball player's name that it's been applied to life. Long takes ball two outside.
Tommy John?
You're close.
Dang it.
A Thomason. The pitch, low for ball three. One out, nobody on, top of the sixth, 2-0 Cubs. Long is 0 for 2 with a couple of pop-outs. 3-0 though, and that's right in there for a called strike. A Thomason. Name for Gary Thomason. What does it refer to in life? 3-1. Chopper left side. Room service hop. Halter fires to first for out number two. Back-to-back 63s on your scorecard. I'm reading a book right now all about life, architecture, the world that we live in. And there in one chapter, I was reading all about a Thomason. Name for a baseball player. I'd never heard of this. Adam, we'll talk about it in the bottom half.
How perfect is that?
Yeah. Here's Rafael Morel. And he takes a called strike on the curve. Just to foreshadow, the person who created the term He now feels bad about it and apologizes to the baseball player. 0-1. Strike two called. Jake Garland with a knuckle curve to go along with the other stuff. The fastball, the sinker, the cutter, the slider, the splitter. Two outs, nobody on. 0-2 from Garland. Knuckle curve bounced in. Rafael Morel is 0-2 with a strikeout, a foul out, and a fantastic catch earlier in this game. Fantastic. Garland to the plate. Chopper weakly down toward third. Simpson comes in, lets it go foul. Second straight game for Will Simpson at third base. It's his third of the year. And he has not been tested so far in this one. Yesterday, Will had a couple of chances and handled them successfully. He also did drop a foul in the ninth inning, but Hunter Breaux worked around it. Immediately followed up with a strikeout of Yohendrick Piñango on his way to saving his first game of the year. Will Simpson adding another tool to his toolbox. Rafael Morel, earlier in the series, we saw him in right field, we saw him in second base, left field, today playing center field. He has plenty of tools. 1-2 pitch from Jake Garland. Cubs up 2-0. Ground ball shot up the middle, off the mound to the shortstop. Holter fires to first, ties the record. Three outs, all of them outs on the ground to shortstop Colby Holter. Let's go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Lugnuts trail 2-0 to South Bend.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Top of the Lansing order coming up for the bottom half of the sixth inning. That means Johnny Butler, Henry Bolte, and then Will Simpson. They take on right-hander Cohen Moreno. In the fifth inning, Moreno's first inning, entering in from the pen. He allowed a two-out single to C.J. Rodriguez, but nothing more. Got three outs on the ground. He's protecting a 2-0 lead, dealing. Butler takes a called strike. Soft stuff across the outside corner. Johnny is grounded out to first and flied out to deep right center on a tremendous catch by Rafael Morel. Righty deals to the left-handed batter. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Time granted to Johnny. Cohen Moreno. Drafted out of Panther Creek High School. Fires the 1-1. Lifted up and away off the left side, back and out of play. Moreno drafted in the fifth round in 2020, the final round of that pandemic-shortened draft. It's so fascinating to see those fifth rounders now, because that's it. That's the final round. Here's the 1-2, a very high. The major leaguers produced. The Detroit Tigers got Colt Keith in the 2020 fifth round. The Reds selected Joe Boyle and traded him to the A's. Ground ball beyond the pitcher. Second baseman Howard to his right. Scoops it up, throws. Got him at first base by half a step. Ed Howard has been playing some strong D. One gone.
Don't worry, Jesse. I know you were curious just like me. Is Panther Creek High School the Panthers? No.
No.
But kind of. They're the Catamounts. If it were me, though, I think for consistency purposes, they should be the Panther Creek High School Panthers.
Cohen Moreno, the only player ever drafted out of Panther Creek, signing for $900,000. Henry Bolte takes ball one high. The Panther Creek Catamounts.
They'll give you a scare.
I mean, a catamount is related to a panther.
I know, I just...
But, I agree with you. The 1-0. Strike called inside corner. I'm now picturing... Okay, so, hang with me on this one. Here's the pitch. Fouled up and away right side. What is Sacramento's nickname in the minor leagues? The River Cats.
Oh, yes, okay.
So I'm picturing Panther Creek River Cats would work.
Yeah.
You got the water, you got the cats. 1-2 to Bolte. Up high.
Here's a question, though. Does the logo have two cats on it, then? Because you got the Panther Creek part, and then you got the Catamount part. So you got to have two, right?
I'm thinking about the Buffalo Bisons. That's redundant.
Yeah.
2-2 pitch. Bouncer foul, wide of third. One out, nobody on. Last of the sixth. Bolte is 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. Lugnuts down 2-0.
Two is better than one. I think you got to do it. You got to commit to the bit.
I've checked out the logo. There is one Panther.
Disappointing.
There's the 2-2. Up very high again.
You could put a Panther at the front of Panther Creek and then a Catamount at the end.
The colors, by the way, remind me of the Carolina Panthers. They got that good blue and black going on. Payoff. Bolte pops it foul, back and out of play.
Distant cousin to our Detroit Lions.
And on Twitter, P Creek, the Panther Creek High School Catamounts, they are the Cats, the nickname for the nickname. Cohen Moreno kicks and throws. Outside ball four. There's his first walk of an out. And it goes to the high schooler from Palo Alto, Henry Bolte's first time aboard today. Bring up Will Simpson.
A catwalk? Is that what we call that at bat?
It was a catwalk. That's outstanding. Simpson has struck out. He has doubled, but after he doubled, he was caught stealing third. Down by a pair in the sixth. Righty to righty, Bolte runs. Up and in. Throw down by Opitz. Howard's tag in time on Bolte. It is a third Lugnut caught trying to steal in four innings. Escorche in the third, Simpson in the fourth, and now Bolte in the sixth. Two outs and nobody on. One ball and no strikes on Simpson. The pitch from Moreno. The breaking ball in there, called a strike, count is even. Your sixth inning slang today, I went off the map. Gary Thomason was a baseball player whose last name was used for slang outside in life. The pitch bowed back over our heads. Adam, do you know what a Thomason is?
You know, I've been 0-for in my guesses tonight, so I'm just going to sit this one out and tell you I don't.
Gary Thomason played ball in the major leagues. Then he joined the Yomiuri Giants in 1981, was paid a lot of money, and was terrible. The pitch. Strike three called outside corner. Simpson down watching. Sixth inning is over. It refers to something that at one point mattered and now has become meaningless. As in, a stairway that at one point led somewhere and now leads to nowhere. You maintain it, you put money in it, you polish it, you fix it, but it's not like that stairway is going anywhere. So there you go. It's art. It's meaningless parts of society that once had a meeting, but no longer, but we still maintain them. A Thomason. Let's go to the seventh inning. The Lugnuts trail the South Bend Cubs 2-0. Adam Jackson back with a call.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
To the seventh inning we go, still 2-0, South Bend leading. Jake Garland back out of the hill against Felix Stevens. Second pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. A couple of strikeouts for Stevens. A couple of hits for him in this series, including a home run a couple of days ago and a double. He's knocked in three. The pitch home. That flies outside. 2-1. The difference in this game remains a Pedro Ramirez two-run shot in the third. That was an unearned couple of runs after an error that allowed the inning to continue a batter before. 2-1. That's too tall. 3-1. Garland got behind 3-0 against Jonathan Long in the sixth, but he came back to get a ground out, one of three ground outs to short. The pitch. Here's a ground out towards third. Potentially diving stop by Simpson. Gets up, fires to first. He's got him. The first baseman looking good on the other corner, Will Simpson, with a great stretch for the first out.
He's so big, right? Will stands 6'4", and so laying out, he had to be to reach it, and then, Adam, the second step is hard, to pop up and fire it on the money before Stevens got to the bag.
Here comes Casey Opitz, pitch home. Here's a bouncing ball towards first, foul, strike one. Again, please indulge. Big Willie style works for the third baseman, Will Simpson. He's got sneaky athleticism, though. He's played excellent at first. He's had like one mistake over there all year. They put him at third a couple of times. He's looked great. 0-1. Right back and knocked down by Garland, and it ricochets into right center field, and Garland is jumping up and down. That got him in the hand. It's a base hit for Opitz. And now here comes Conklin, Schulze, and the training staff to take a peek to see if Jake is okay.
Right on that left hand.
Yeah, it's on the left hand. Just initial reaction. Ball's coming at you. Block it with the hand.
Or maybe catch it.
Yeah. And he blocked it / tried to catch it with the left hand.
Have you ever been playing catch with baseball? You've got your glove on your hand, and you catch one, and you just catch it wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, not in the webbing.
You catch it right in there on the palm. But yeah, that bunt came back so quick, just reactionary. Got a piece, and he's going to, it looks like, throw a couple of warm-up tosses, potentially. Maybe not. He looks okay. Everybody's walking back.
He's very persuasive.
Yes, he is. All in a row. Nice looking strut to the dugout for the three down there. All right, so 2-0 here. Top seven, runner on. One out. Just the fifth hit tonight for the Cubs. They lead 2-0. Here's Ed Howard, who's 1-for-2. Righty on righty matchup. The Miami Hurricane, Jake Garland, comes set from the stretch. Throws home. Fastball on that outside corner, strike one. Lugnuts got called out again trying to swipe in that last half inning where, check the replay, it looked like may have slid in under the tag. It was close, but still not having success in this series. 0-1, tight, ball one. It's one of those instances where you think they're safe because the hand slides in. The tag comes after on the back of the slide. But the Lugnuts just have not gotten those calls. 1-1 pitch. Sent out to right field down the line. Masterman chasing, and it hops foul. Just to the right of the chalk. That was tight. He was getting closer and closer to that line as it shot down and just to the right of it beyond the Lugnuts bullpen area. And it's 1-2 on Ed Howard.
Adam, just back to the base running. So the Lugnuts have now been caught stealing 14 times this year. They have only caught the opposition 4 times. And this is a 500 team. They're coming into play today at 11-13. They play close games. Tonight is another close game. These matter.
Coming into the series, Jesse, they've been caught 7 times.
Well.
So double that number up. They'd swipe 36 bags. They've now swiped just 5 in this series.
Casey Opitz, what's up?
Yes, indeed. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball flies wide. Down low as well. 2-2 from Jake Garland. He's got the long red sleeved shirt on underneath. The home white Lugnuts uniform tonight. Black caps for the Nuts on this Friday evening. 2-2 pitch. That's down low. Rodriguez pops up. Saw some dancing around from Opitz at first base over there. Lansing has had multiple chances to score in this game, even though they've only collected 4 hits, but have not been able to get the job done. 2-1 series lead for South Bend. Lugnuts have struggled to open the season at home this year. 3-2, runner takes off. It's a high bouncing ball towards short. Halter has it. 1 play to first, guns it that way. Bautista catches. And because Opitz was running, that keeps the Cubs in this inning and away from the inning-ending double play. 2 outs. And by the way, now 4 of the 5 outs for Jake Garland. You may want to go over and give a handshake to his shortstop, Colby Halter, because he's handled 4 6-3 putouts and the 5 that have been put out by Garland. Here's Ravage Garcia. That's on the outside corner, strike run. Ravage Garcia.
Reminds me of a wide receiver and a quarterback, right? Give me the ball. Colby Halter saying to Jake Garland, hey, thanks for getting me the ball.
Colby Halter says, what are you throwing? Well, have him hit it to me. I got you. The 0-1 pitch. Lefty Garcia takes it outside.
There's a reason when you look at little league teams, the very best defender on the field is at shortstop. The ball just gets hit there.
You stat in those little league games?
Nope.
Somebody's got to be. 1-1. Here's a nubbed ball towards third. Charging is Simpson. Gloves, throws on the run. It's late. And here comes the run throw. They throw it. Bautista, the tag from Rodriguez. And out is the call. Opitz running out of the baseline. But great heads up play by Bautista for the final out. And that keeps the Cubs off the board. We'll stretch it out to the bottom of the 7th. 2-0, Lugs lead.
You're out at the old ball game.
All right, we move to the bottom of the seventh. Lansing trying to get something going. They trail 2-0. Got 4, 5, and 6, beginning with Brian Buelbas against the righty, Cohen Moreno. Pitch home. Fastball, letter high, strike one. 4 hits tonight for the Nuts. Buelbas doesn't have one. He's 0-for-2, couple of flyouts to the corners of the outfield. Pitch home. Down low, 1-1. They play him deep in the outfield to right. We've seen that all night from Felix Stevens. He's about 5 paces in front of the warning track. Buelbas with a home run in this series out that way to right. The pitch. Breaking ball stays up. 2-1 on Brian. He's been the guy that has scored the majority of their runs this year. He scored 3 in this series. Love for him to get on base. 2-1 pitch. That's inside. He backs out of there. He's got those bright yellow Franklin batting gloves on tonight. You can't miss him. A guard that's wrapped around his front left elbow and forearm all the way to his back palm on his front left hand. 3-1 pitch. Way outside, ball 4. And so the guy that scores the majority of the runs is aboard to open up this 7th inning for the Nuts. 3rd walk tonight for Lansing. A man that has walked already once tonight, Cameron Masterman, coming to the plate.
It feels like that's the ticket back into the game for this offense.
We'll see if Lansing does indeed have that golden ticket back into this game.
Well, the golden ticket just gets you into a chocolate factory, right?
Yeah, which, who wouldn't want that? The pitch, lifted out to right center field. Stevens to his right underneath that makes the catch. And there's one down. Now brings up Colby Halter. Okay, Jesse, trivia answer in this 7th inning. We asked back in the 4th, how many A's first-round selections have been Lansing Lugnuts? Remember, the Lugs have only been an A's affiliate for a few years here. We get any answers?
Kim Contreras guesses 5.
Wow. What's up, Kim C? Here's the pitch home. That's low and outside. Ball 1 to Colby Halter. Close.
She reeled them off, but she first started with 4, and then she goes, wait a second.
Do we get her 5? Hold on, let's see, after this pitch. Because she is very close. She's just 1 short. 1-0. That's down low. 2 balls, no strikes. What do you got for us?
So what I was wondering is, okay, I'll get to what I'm wondering. From Kim, Austin Beck, Tyler Soderstrom, Max Muncy, Daniel Susak, Jacob Wilson.
5-for-5 so far, just 1 more to go. 2-0 pitch. That's a little bit wide. 3 balls, no strikes. Jesse, do you have number 6 for us?
Well, I didn't know if you were going to include the Toronto Blue Jays first rounder, Gunnar Hoagland.
Yes. Yes, I was.
Look at you. Look at you.
A little tricky. We can go
so
with
tricky.
5, though.
So tricky.
The pitch. That's low and outside. Ball 4.
Golden ticket.
And so far, they've got 2 of them. Those the walks to Buelbas, and now Halter with 1 out. 2-0, South Bend leads. Danny Bautista Jr. coming to the plate. So, yeah, let's go with 5. 5's technically the answer for the A's. Good job, Kim. That's right. Pretty cool. You like to know who's selected in the first round because there are so many talented baseball players, but the guys to get picked in the first round, an exclusive club. And we have seen 5 from the A's, plus Gunnar Hoagland. Boy, those first-rounders are doing well. Austin Beck has been traded. Tyler Soderstrom, Austin Beck is no longer with the A's. Tyler Soderstrom has made his big league debut and is currently raking in AAA. Max Muncy raking in AAA.
Can I give you the Austin Beck numbers, by the way, with Tulsa in the Dodger system?
Let's hear him.
Hitting .283, 3 doubles, 1 triple, 3 homers, .353 OBP, .587 slugging. He's been great.
Boy, do the Dodgers just find great hitters. And Austin Beck certainly is one. Here's Danny Bautista Jr. on the ground, slowly hit towards second. Howard has it, shuffles, throws to second to Garcia. Back to first. It's another double play. The Cubs are out of the jam. They got out of a bases-loaded jam in the 2nd because of a double play, and they do so here in the 7th with 2 on. We head to the 8th, 2-0, Cubs lead.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Off to the eighth inning we go here at Jackson Field. It has been a quick night because it has been a defensive and pitching evening in Michigan State Capitol. 2-0 South Bend. They got a two-run shot back in the third inning thanks to vote for Pedro Ramirez, who has reached three times. Oh, by the way, guess who's leading off the eighth? Jake Garland against Pedro Ramirez. Righty on lefty. Here's the first pitch. And it's in there. Strike one. Ramirez in this series has 10 hits. He scored 4 runs, and he's knocked in 3. The pitch lifted out to center field, coming in. Buelbas makes the catch. Take that, Pedro. One down. Another hard hit ball, though, and a line drive for the first out of the 8th.
That'll teach him.
On Teacher Appreciation Night.
Did you, by the way, did you have a teacher that you really appreciated? Did you have a favorite teacher?
The pitch. This is lined out to right field. Masterman to his left, and he makes the catch. 2 outs. Of course I did, Jesse. So many great teachers. I had Mrs. McFall in elementary at Union Street, Neat Rapids. And I had Jamie Marski, who you and I have had up here in this booth multiple times. Great, great individuals. And so many more. So many more. Pitch home. That's down low, ball one. Piñango just stood there. 2-0, Cubs leading, top 8. Righty-lefty, the pitch. That's on the inside corner, strike one. How about you?
My reading teachers were really important. Miss Russell, Mrs. Terry.
The pitch, down low, 2-1.
Big language arts guy over here. And then Mr. Kimball. And European history. You ever have a class that you would have zero interest in? And Mr. Kimball was the high school history teacher, and he was hilarious.
That's perfect. That's how they keep you engaged. 2-1. That's a little bit wide. 3-1. Yes, when you asked, do you ever have a class you weren't super excited about? That was all of them for me. The pitch is a bouncing ball towards second, waiting on it as Scorche. He throws to first in time. It was meant to be at a yard or a park or something.
Golf course.
Either way, a baseball diamond will do as we head to the bottom of the eighth. Good half inning for Jake Garland. 1-2-3 through the 2-3-4 hitters. 2-0, Cubs lead.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve. By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
To the bottom of the eighth we go, Lansing trailing 2-0, a ball launched out to center field by C.J. Rodriguez, and that's over the head of Morrell and towards the wall, and Rodriguez sprints into second. So the Nuts again able to get a base runner on to open up the eighth inning. That'll be ruled a double for Rodriguez. Morrell looked like he had that handled, and it got over his head though. And the second time in this game, you got to go back to the fourth. The Nuts have had a leadoff double.
The secret yesterday, Adam, in Lansing's 2-1 win was the bottom part of the order. That's who bolstered them. And this is the bottom part of the order trying to ignite a rally to tie this game.
Well, C.J. Rodriguez, he's done that tonight. He's had two hits, a single, a double. Is this the inning that Lansing gets their first run? Down 2-0 in the eighth. Jose Romero sets and throws. Slider inside corner, strike one.
Back to C.J. Rodriguez. Remember when Alex Hugo was in town, all the work that she and C.J. were putting in, and we're seeing it pay off.
The 0-1 pitch. Bouncing ball that jumps over the glove of Romero heading towards second base. Howard has it and just beats the speedy Escorche at first base. Rodriguez gets to third, one away. Well, that looked like it was destined to be perfect for an infield single. Romero jumped on the hill. The ball bounced right over his glove. And then Ed Howard had to come sprinting in and quickly get that to first base in time. Here comes Johnny Butler, runner at third, one out, 2-0 Cubs, bottom eight, the pitch. Nips that outside corner to the lefty, strike one. No runs, five hits, two errors for Lansing. Two runs, six hits, one error for the Cubs. The pitch home. Lifted out to right field. And out goes the second baseman, Howard. Still going out. Above his head, he makes a two-handed catch. And not deep enough for Rodriguez to come in. So missed chance right there for Lansing to get that deep fly ball to bring in a run. It's going to take a two-out hit.
Felix Stevens better send a thank you note to Ed Howard. If that fly was deeper, South Bend was in trouble because Stevens never saw it off the bat.
Well, and it's a long run for Stevens. He's been playing pretty deep out there and right. Is Henry Bolte the guy that can deliver? He's 0-2 with a couple strikeouts. Does have a walk. The pitch. Slider bends in, but low. Ball one. Bolte, the five-tool guy and the best hitting prospect that the Nuts have to open 2024. Looking for a big swing. The 1-0. On the ground, hit right at the third baseman. Ramirez has it, sets, fires to first, chest high, perfectly done. And again, Lansing leaves runners stranded. This one 90 feet away, and we are one inning away from being done. Off to the ninth we go, Lansing 2, South Bend none. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you home when we return.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Do you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Save. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
And now to the ninth inning with the lefty Colton Johnson taking over for Lansing. The Lugnuts trailing South Bend 2-0. The Cubs will look for insurance before we go to the bottom of the ninth. Johnson out of Illinois State, hailing from Kewanee, Illinois. Now 25 years young, 6'4", 220 pounds. They'll take on Long Morell and Stevens, 5'6", 7", in the Cubs order. It begins with Jonathan Long. The pitch, tapper foul. Strike one. Long is 0 for 3. He has popped to second, popped to first, and grounded out to shortstop. The only runs of the ball game. In the top of the third inning, Pedro Ramirez hit a two-run homer. That's it. Bouncing ball. Johnson back on it. Grabs, plants, throws. High and wide of first baseman Batista Jr. Long heads for second base. Danny picks it up, runs it into the infield. Error Colton Johnson. South Bend is in business. That pitch from Colton was 89 miles an hour. And then he might have thrown it even harder, but wide of Danny. It is the Lugnuts' third error of the ball game. It was the error in the third inning that opened the door for the Ramirez homer. The fielding error committed by the second baseman Escorche with two outs that put Garcia on. Extended the inning for Ramirez. Here in the ninth, Rafael Morell shows bunt, pulls back. Now the curveball around the outside corner. Ball one. South Bend has two sacrifice bunts this year, and Morell has one of them. Johnson replacing Jake Garland. Lets it fly. Line drive, left center field, into his right. Brian Wilbos gives a dive, can't make the catch. And then it's kicked in left by Butler. Long rounds third, he's going to try to score. And the throw overshoots the cutoff man. Long is in. Batista Jr. stabilizes it near the mound. All the while, Morell slides safely into second. And it's 3-0 South Bend. And the official scorer will sort everything out. Dying quail in left center. Brian Wilbos laid out for, could not reach. And then the left fielder, Johnny Butler, could not grab it cleanly. Kicked off of his leg, bounced away. Jonathan Long scored. And then nobody hit the cutoff man. That allowed Morell to move into scoring position himself. Nobody out for Felix Stevens. Johnson delivers, curved him low. South Bend is getting a little bit more cozy. Official score rules, single for Rafael Morell. Let's see, Morell picks up the RBI as well. And then the second on the throw in. Lefty deals to righty. Stevens swings, chops toward third. Will Simpson in, fields, fires, got him. All the while holding Morell at second. One out. That is the second consecutive at bat that Simpson has put out Stevens. And the batter is Casey Opitz. 3-0 Cubbies. Coming up in the bottom half of the ninth inning, we will see Simpson, Wilbos, and Masterman. 3, 4, and 5 in the Lansing order. But now down by 3. The pitch to Opitz. Low and away, ball one. Elsewhere in the Midwest League, all the games are in progress. The Loons are leading at Wisconsin, 4-0 Great Lakes in the middle of the fifth. In the top of the sixth, in Beloit, Sky Carp lead Quad Cities 2-0. Johnson's 1-0 for Opitz, on its way. Up and away, 2 balls and 0 strikes. Casey Opitz is 1 for 3 with a single his last time. West Michigan is trailing in Dayton 5-3 in the bottom of the sixth inning. That's been a wild series. That lead is not safe for the Dragons. Pitch on its way. A ground ball off the hands, foul, wide of third. Strike one. Peoria and Cedar Rapids are scoreless, and they're in the bottom of the sixth inning. They have six combined hits halved between the two teams. And they're in the top of the eighth inning in Lake County. Captains 5, Tin Caps 4. All 5 for Lake County came in the bottom of the third inning. A 2-1 pitch for Casey Opitz will wait, a pivot about, and a look back to Morrell, back into second base. Two more games to go in this series. Tomorrow night, 7:05 p.m., Luis Devers for the Cubs. Mitch Myers for Lansing. A 2-1. Fly ball center field. Wellboss turns around. Back to his left. He gets there for the catch. Morrell tags. Races over to third. Simpson says, hang on. It's raced back into the infield by Colby Halter. The flyout by Opitz delivers out number 2. Morrell 90 feet away from increasing the 3-0 South Bend lead. Bring up the number 9 hitter. The former first-rounder, Ed Howard. By the way, Sunday's series finale, Tyler Schlaefer for the Cubs. Luis Carrasco and then Luis Morales for Lansing. Curveball for a called strike, inside corner to Howard. No action up in the South Bend pen. We expect they will stick with Jose Romero for the bottom of the ninth. 3-0 Cubbies. Morrell at third. Lefty deals to righty. 0-1. Howard bounces weakly up the third base side. Chickles foul. Strike 2. Ed Howard, famously from the Jackie Robinson West Little League team. Native of Chicago, drafted by the Cubs in the pandemic draft, the 5-round 2020 draft on the Cubs' first-round selection. His defense has looked sharp, however, he's coming in hitting 185. He's 1-for-3 today with a single. Two-strike pitch, curveball low. Trying to get that bat right as this year goes on. The defense has always been there. 6'1", 185-pounder. You don't want to hit your weight. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with the curve. And Johnson concludes the top of the ninth inning. But South Bend does score a run on an error, one hit, a man left at third base. The run was unearned. As we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, it is South Bend 3, Lansing nothing. Middle of the order is coming up for the Lugnuts.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We started today at 7:03. It's 9:03 as we open up the bottom of the ninth. 3-0 South Bend. And the number three hitter in the Lansing order, Will Simpson, steps in. Simpson, Wellboss, Masterman, 3-4-5. First pitch, Jose Romero deals it in low. Ball one. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Thanks so much for tuning in. Adam Jaxie here at my side. Righty deals to righty. Inside for ball two to Simpson. Right now, the important thing for Lansing is getting base runners. That's what Will is good at. He's 1-for-3 today with a double. And he takes ball three inside. That on-base percentage, .490.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
So I've heard. 3-0, taking all the way. Ball four inside. And Romero puts him on four pitches to open up the ninth.
Well, this would be the tying run coming to the plate, but big insurance run there on a mistake by the Nuts in the ninth. So it'll take one more runner to get on before the tying run comes up.
It's Brian Buelbas. He looks at a caught strike from Romero. There was an old manager named George Stallings, Adam. And on his deathbed, according to the story, his final words were, "Oh, those bases on balls." Wellboss swings, grounds to second baseman Howard. Feeds Garcia one, turn it to first, double play. 4-6-3, and wipe out the leadoff walk.
Well, tonight he'd be saying, "Oh, those double plays," because that is number three turned by the Cubs.
They ended the second inning, a bases loaded, one out jam. Four unassisted to three, Ed Howard. They ended the seventh inning with two walks and one out, 4-6-3. And now here in the ninth, two outs, nobody on. Cameron Masterman trying to reignite things, down 3-0. It takes ball one up and in. Drew Grace started it for the Cubs. Four scoreless innings, three hits, one walk, three strikeouts. Romero offers, buried it down. Then Cohen Moreno. Three innings, one hit, no runs, three walks, one strikeout. And now Romero. 1 2/3, one hit, one walk. He lets it fly. Swing and a miss by Masterman.
What a dominant performance this has been by the Cubs. It's been dominant in terms of getting out of innings with runners on bases. Lansing has only had five hits, but they've gotten on base and just have not been able to come through with them. Clutch hit.
They've stranded five. The pitch. Masterman looks at ball three low. Five walks drawn. Five base hits. Nothing to show for it. Romero to the plate. And there's a called strike two. And now the Lugnuts are down to their very last strike.
1-for-9 tonight with runners in scoring position for the Nuts. Had their chances.
Two in the third, one in the ninth for the Cubs. Up 3-0. 3-2 pitch from Jose Romero. Ground ball down toward third, fielded cleanly by Ramirez. Throws across and ends the ball game. The man who hit the two-run homer in the third inning that for much of the night supplied the game's only scoring. In the end, he helps conclude South Bend's 3-0 win in Lansing. First time this year that the Lugnuts have been shut out in unofficially 2 hours and 3 minutes. This one is completed.
Yeah, we sped through, and again, we asked tonight, could Lansing find ways to get hits and runs? And the answer, no. They've got two runs in the last two nights in this series, and they just cannot figure out the Cubs pitching staff, a team, again, that came in with the worst ERA in the league. The Cubs have pitched it great. They played good enough defense, even though they've led the league in errors this year, and they did just enough offensively tonight and never looked back.
The Cubs have clinched at least a series split. They'll look for the series win with just one win over the weekend. Two more games to go. Tomorrow night, it is Lugnut Comic-Con night. Free comic book giveaway. 7.05 p.m. the start time, 6 o'clock, the gates open. Mitch Myers against Luis Devers. And then on Sunday, Cinco de Mayo, Luis Carrasco gets the ball for Lansing, opposed by the Cubs, Tyler Schlaefer. Gates open up at 12 noon, 1.05 p.m. the start time. Go to MILB.com/Lansing and get your tickets. Three runs, seven hits, one error for the Cubs in the win. South Bend improves to 9-16. for the Lugnuts in defeat. No runs, 5 hits, and 3 errors. The first time that the Lugnuts have been shut out this year. It is official, 2 hours and 3 minutes. This one took to play before a crowd of 2,781. Adam, on the other hand, for the Lugnuts, in a silver lining. How about the pitching that we saw today from Grant Judkins and Jake Garland?
Yeah, I mean, outside of an unfortunate circumstance where there was an error in, that was committed in the infield and then a home run right after that, after the inning would have been done. Pretty good stuff tonight from Judkins. He got 5 strikeouts, racked them up, just gave up the 1 mistake. Other than that, another good start for him. And then the same thing, Garland looked efficient. He didn't get strikeouts, but he didn't walk any batters. 3 innings. A lot of ground balls is what he pitches to. He got a lot of those again tonight, only allowed 2 hits. Johnson as well did give up the run, but it was unearned after the mistake that he made. But good pitching tonight, just unfortunately no runs to save for.
Teachers were appreciated. A baseball game was played. Adam, time for us to call this one a night.
Well, it seems a little early, but let's do it.
Sounds good. Brett Harris, major league debut for the Oakland A's.
Going to go home and watch. Can't wait.
Yes, sir. For Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Big thanks as well to our broadcast assistant and statistician, Nate Miller.
Nate.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by Authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Once more, your final score. The Cubs 3, the Lugnuts nothing. Good night and go nuts from Michigan State Capitol.